Bush and Richie here with your daily takeaway podcast, nearly at the end of our first week of shows here in 2026. And we're going to be honest with you, although you won't hear this on the actual program you're about to listen to, we've got an in-studio problem.
We have indeed.
What is going on, the best we can describe it is that we've got a sticky door. The main door into the main studio here closes nearly, and then we'll just stay where it is for a bit. And then whilst we're talking, normally when we've got the mics open, it will then thud and shut.
It's as if it's swollen with the weather, with the moisture in the air. It's as if the door has swollen and won't shut in the hole that it's meant to go in. But then when someone else goes through the corridor outside, there's like a vacuum,
yeah,
which then forces the door to shut. It's really disconcerting because you think, oh, someone's just walked in.
Well, this is it. If you watch a lot of paranormal activity stuff like I do, I'm absolutely convinced that we've got some kind of spirit walking around.
Equally, I'm thinking back to teenage years, and it's as if your parents have just walked into your bedroom and you weren't aware.
What, you had your headphones on? So if you've got any ideas, I mean, this could be, I could imagine this appearing on the show maybe next week. What can we put on the door to make it fit properly? Get that going. Anything goes. Get in touch. hometime@absoluteradio.co.uk.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
It's an important time of year, I would have thought, for someone like Paul McKenna to be able to help those who are trying to make a change in their life. We thought ahead of that later, we would offer you the chance on the show this evening to take part in a resolution amnesty. If 8 days into January, you have already absolutely stoved through the resolution you made on the 1st, let us know. And it's all good. It's all good.
Maybe if people get in touch, it's a second chance. So
yes,
your failure so far doesn't count, and you're back. You're good. Good to go again. Do you know what I mean?
Because Paul's going to, like, you know, set you straight come 6 o'clock.
Look into my eyes, not around my eyes. That kind of thing. Also, as well, the weather's been horrible and everything, isn't it?
Well,
it's been a hard start to January.
It has, yeah.
So, I mean, this is very timely actually, because I've already broken my New Year's resolution. My resolution was I wasn't going to buy any board games during the entire calendar year of 2026.
Which is really interesting because that was the same resolution that you made in 2025.
So this is my second pop at it. And what day are we on? It's the 8th of January. A board game has just arrived for me in the post.
It's in his hands.
But what I've done is got it to be sent to work so Katie can't see that I've bought one. But it's a golf simulation board game.
Doesn't really matter what it is,
that's,
does it?
Yeah,
it's still a board game.
But yeah, so I need
sounds
a second.
Sounds good though.
I can we could play it in the studio.
Then Katie doesn't know.
She'll never know. But yeah, I need Paul's help because I've already blown it, haven't
okay,
I?
Yeah,
have you messed up a resolution?
I have, only last night. I had not had any chocolate until last night. I was going to knock it on the head for 2026. And then last night I got home and my neighbours had bought me a box of roses for helping out with some locking out incident earlier in the day. And I stoved in an entire box of roses last night on the sofa.
Do you know the way I knew that you would be eating chocolate soon? I knew it by looking at social media.
Did you?
Because I know that you weren't eating chocolate, and then a couple of nights into our first shows back, I saw you arguing with a train company on X, and I thought, he's hangry.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
And then within 24 hours, you'd had chocolate.
It's gone. It's all gone wrong.
So there you go. Do you feel better for just getting that out in the open?
Yes. Like I said, it's a fresh start. Pedro, the paramedic, is on standby in Nottingham, and New Year's resolution was to eat less, and that's been destroyed by tea cakes and chocolate-covered pretzels. Says, I now feel sick, but happy. I've also had a cream egg, but it's an egg, so that's safe.
Fine. He sounds like he's on a stakeout in a 1980s cop movie. Gonzalez has been on. He says his resolution was to enjoy watching Everton. Don't even get me started. I'm bending the ears of these two in here when the songs are on about it.
Oh, he has.
Oh.
Fran, yours?
So I promised I wouldn't look at Facebook because everyone spends far too long scrolling down the rabbit hole. But then I fell off my bike and broke my jaw, and I decided that Facebook was the least of my problems.
Wow. And then did you put Facebook back on again?
I put it back straight on, and I spent a lot of time looking at it.
Well, listen, Fran, are you okay now? I mean, we're concerned about your jaw. Is everything all right?
I've got a metal plate and elastic bands, and I have to drink liquid for 6 weeks.
Oh, so Fran!
My word. Do you set off, the metal detectors in airports and stuff then, Fran?
Well, I did that anyway because I had a cardiac arrest last year, so I had an ICD put in. So 2025 was not my year.
Wow,
yes,
Fran,
you're saying that. Wow.
You've made quite the start to 2026. Look, I would say you may well have broken your resolution by putting Facebook back on your phone, but How is anyone going to give you the sympathy if you can't post to say, I've broken my jaw?
Yeah.
I totally agree.
How are you going to send a photo from a hospital bed just saying, pretty nightmare start, and someone says, I'll DM you?
I have sent a lot of photos of me bruised and battered, looking like I've been attacked.
Oh, bless you. Listen, we feel bad. Can we send you, would an absolute radio mug in any way put 2026 into a better kind of angle for you?
You could drink through a straw out of it.
That would be amazing, because I drink a lot of coffee with cream in. At least I can have cream, because there's not much else to eat.
You're one of a kind, Fran, and we love you. Thank you so much. We're going to send you a mug.
Thank you so much. Your show's brilliant. Thank you.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway. Absolute Radio.
Right, let's catch up with Jimmy Allen. Jimmy, correct me if I'm wrong, you call yourself the Dog Yogi, is that right?
Yes, that is correct, yes.
Okay, how did you get into this world of being a dog trainer then, Jimmy? What's the journey?
When I was around 18 years old, I had a dog that I could not control, didn't have a clue about dog training, dog behaviour, and she'd become to be quite aggressive with humans and other dogs. And long story short, I had to rehome the dog. And it broke my heart. I was like 18 years old. I don't know if you remember a TV show called The Dog Whisperer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
So I was watching that one day. I started studying Caesar Millan, and I made it my mission to go and work with him. So I did all my training, got all my qualifications, and then I travelled around America. I went to Caesar. Then I just learned from the very, very best, and then come back to England, and then made it my own.
Wow.
Amazing. And you've worked with some, like, celebs and stuff. Is that famous people, and helped train their dogs? Is that right?
Yes, we get a few inquiries from celebrities, yeah. Oh, yeah, I get to travel all over the world, it's cool.
Staying coy on that one.
Yeah, he's not giving any names.
Well, if things go successful with Eddie, my golden retriever, some of his tips, he can add it to the testimonials. Eddie is about to be 11 weeks old, so it's early days, uh-huh. But that puppy stage is hard. Three quick wins, that's all I would ask. What should I be doing?
First of all, make him work for his food. So forget about treats. Use his kibble to actually train him for everything. All the food should be coming from you, not a bowl from you. For example, you could weigh out his daily allowance.
Yeah.
And throughout the day, just grab a handful and put it in your pocket. Don't let him see you get it. Just start training at random times.
So I might start doing that with snacks in the studio with Richie, actually, to be honest with you.
It's not a bad idea. Good boy. I like that. Okay, right. One, work for his food. Cool, that's good. Number two.
A crate is essential now. I know lots of people don't like crates, but dogs are den animals. And if you don't provide that den for them, then it will lead to behavioural issues. So do you have a crate for him?
Jimmy, this is good news. This is the first thing that I'm ahead of the game on. I have a crate. Well,
crate sorted.
Perfect. So utilising that to the best of your ability. So don't allow the puppy, especially at this age, to have unsupervised free roam.
This is interesting because Richie posted a photo on Instagram last night. You got home and the dog was asleep on the couch.
Yeah,
right?
He was. Yeah, which really annoyed me.
Yes, and behavioural issues like that can happen. So they can start claiming the sofa. They can start barking at people walking past the house. All of these behavioural issues can happen if the dog has free roam to do all of these things, whereas if the dog's crated, then that won't happen.
Okay. Wow. All right. A third quick win, and I'd be indebted to you, Jimmy.
Okay, this is a big one. If you take anything out of this, take this, okay? So whenever you give affection to your dog, you are reinforcing, you are rewarding that state of mind at that specific moment in time. So, for example, if your puppy jumps up at you and you think it's cute and you start giving him affection, you're essentially telling him, good boy, keep jumping up at me. And then the more that's repeated, in a few months down the line, you will have a big dog that's jumping over everyone, for example.
That's good. Have you ever thought of getting into marriage guidance counselling, Jimmy? This kind of works.
I have been.
Wow. That's good. Good stuff to start with, right?
It is. Jimmy, as a breed, golden retrievers, have I taken a hard one here or have I created a problem?
No, I think that's a good first dog to get that, yeah, definitely.
First dog, one of many. We can have five by the end of the year. Jimmy, well, it's been brilliant to have you on the show. How can people find you if they want to use your tips and maybe book you to train their dog?
We're all on social media. Probably Instagram is the one that I use the most, and that's just dog_perfection.
Jimmy Allen, the Dog Yogi, thank you very much.
You are more than welcome. Thank you very much for having me.
Absolute Radio, the Daily Takeaway.
Offering you help. Well, the chance to be helped by the Home Time audience. Once a week, if there's something you've got on your mind and you wish to get some advice from a couple of million people, then get in touch with us. It's help
All you got to do is send us an email, something like that. That's an email as what has happened. It's been sent in by Emma. She says, "Dear Home Time Show, I need your help. I'm in a new relationship with a guy. It's going really, really well, and I really like him. However, there's a problem in the bedroom."
Oh, dear.
It's not like that.
Right. Oh, right, OK.
Says, so he's 32, but he's got a clown doll in his room called, I kid you not, Mr. Shifty. Oh, this is unbelievable. The thing is, it's horrific and sits on the chair at the end of his bed or on his shelf, staring into the room. And it scares the life out of me, giving pure Stephen King's It vibes. He's apparently had it since he was a kid. His late granddad gave it to him as he loved the circus, and it has huge sentimental value. What do I do? I never have a great sleep over at my boyfriend's house because of Mr. Shifty. Would it be okay if he accidentally got thrown out? Any help, please. Most welcomed. Yours, wow. Emma.
Wow. Where do you start?
Well, because the clown doll thing reminds me. Do you remember the movie Poltergeist?
Yes.
And there was like a doll that was sat in the corner of the girl's room, and whenever there was like a thunder and lightning storm, it would change position.
Yeah.
It's proper scary, that, isn't it?
That's really weird. So you've got the granddad thing going on there, because you don't want to disrespect family history.
Yeah.
If you think you want this relationship to go somewhere.
People are also very precious about, like, dolls or teddy bears or whatever that have been handed down from generation to generation as well. So
yes.
She can't. I mean, she's suggesting there, should Mr. Shifty accidentally get thrown out, she's saying.
I don't think you can do that. It's disrespectful. But then equally, you can't go forward in this relationship having any nighttime activity being observed by Mr. Shifty, because that's really wrong.
It's a very good point. She's in quite a bind, like we say.
Really?
I tell you, the reason you can't get rid of Fro Mr. Shifty, way. Mm. He's 100% would come back.
Of course he would.
Of course he'd come back.
Yeah. Dan in... Oh, look, it's a strange one in the first place, so some of the solutions are going to be strange. Dan in Kent is suggesting putting a paper bag over Mr. Shifty.
You can't do that to Mr. Shifty, because there's an emotional attachment from the boyfriend to Mr. Shifty.
Exactly.
Put a bag on his head. You may have put a bag on the boyfriend's head. Again, it's getting a bit murky. Catherine in Fife said, I would personally just fess up and say it freaked me out, and I couldn't even sleep or, and she puts in inverted commas, enjoy the time at his place. So I'd simply ask that if he could put it away safely in a cupboard whilst I was there. That's a very sensible approach.
Puts away Mr. Shifty, please. Neil is in Northwich, and I guess he's suggesting to embrace the situation by going out and buying Mr. Shifty a Mrs. Shifty. Ugh. And then put them in the spare room. That will keep Mr. Shifty busy.
Was it that kids' TV show, Rosie and Jim? Them two haunted dolls on a canal boat?
Yes.
Sounds like that. This person here says, I used to stay at my boyfriend's house, but his mum wouldn't allow us to share a bed. So I was in the spare room with some creepy doll clown thing. I used to cover it up with a T-shirt. That's one option.
Janice, what do you reckon?
I think it should be burnt.
You think Mr. Shifty should be burnt?
Yeah, and I've just said that. I'm not actually waiting to drive away. I'm driving a bus in Sheffield now. I said that, and a passenger said, I've got four dolls in my living room.
What's going on in this bus?
Talk of the town in Sheffield at the moment, the Home Time Show.
Yeah, I know.
So you think...
I've got to go.
I know you've got to go in a second because you're driving your bus, but
yeah,
if you set fire and burnt Mr. Shifty, do you think he might come back? Because he's obviously haunted.
He probably would.
What a way to sort it out.
It's like it, isn't it?
It is like
it.
Pennywise. I think it's called Pennywise, the clown.
Yeah,
isn't
Pennywise,
it?
Yeah.
Janice,
yeah.
I'm going to ding the bell and get off your bus if you don't mind. It's all a bit weird.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you.
What number are you driving, Janice, before we let you go?
SD2 round Sheffield free bus.
Bingo. Brilliant.
Ta-da.
Some Route 1 advice here. It's not Mr. Shifty who needs to be got rid of.
That's a good point. That's absolutely fair.
Steve, you've got some advice.
Yeah, she definitely can't throw it in the bin. Definitely. You can get very emotionally attached to these bears and these old clowns. Because as I say, me and my wife, we're in our 50s and we've had our childhood bears since we were children. And we were even at our wedding. So, yeah, she can't put it in the bin. Maybe just put a jumper or something over its head.
Steve, where are your bears, though, in the house? Do you and your wife still have your childhood bears? Are they in, like, a cupboard somewhere?
No, they share the bed with me and my wife.
There's four of you in that relationship.
Yeah. It's a modern world, yeah.
It is, yes.
Yeah, hers is called Stripey. Mine's called Woodser.
Okay.
I don't know what to say.
I mean, it's... It's no Mr. Shifty, is it?
It's not Mr. Shifty.
And they are bears rather than a creepy looking clown.
At least Mr. Shifty has the decency to sit on the shelf.
Definitely bears, not clowns. Definitely bears.
Okay.
Well, Steve. Yeah. Wow. We'll pass that on to Emma. There's, you know, important that.
Steve, before we let you go, where in the bed? If we were to look along the line of your bed in terms of in what order you go, is it like bear, then you, then bear, then your missus, or is it you, then two bears, then your missus? How's it work?
I sleep on the left, then bear, and then the wife, and then. We have another female that joins us from time to time as well, and that's actually our dog that sleeps at the bottom of the bed.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
So the two bears are in between you and your wife?
Yeah, yeah.
And the dog at the end of the bed?
Yeah.
There's a lot to unpack about this relationship.
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, isn't it?
What are you saying?
there's a lot going on, yeah.
Steve, I think for all of our sakes, we're going to leave that there.
Take care, Steve.
Bush and Richie's Daily Takeaway.
Absolute Radio.
Well, that's it for the Daily Takeaway podcast today. You mentioned at the beginning about putting something on the door to make it shut properly. Almost grease it up, I suggest. I'm wondering whether this is probably the only studio repair that is within our remit.
Because the rest of it's all like computer stuff, isn't it?
Exactly.
Well, what can we do about that?
Well, surely you just sand it down. Take a bit off it.
So you would be more than happy to take that door off and then take it like a quarter of an inch off the end?
No, I'm not going to take it off. It's just like, as it's open, just run a sand around it.
I would absolutely 100% endorse that. I'd love to sit and watch you do that.
It'd be my last show. But at least you'd have a nice closing door for the next one.
What a legacy. We'll get your name up there.